This is Alex.
This is Phil.
And we're from Whitechapel.
You're listening to Total Rock Radio with Emma.
Download 30th anniversary. Well, I mean, I've seen that you've only been going for like 4 years as a band, and you've done some pretty massive gigs already. You've got the Warped Tour coming up as well. Yeah, so what's Download mean for you guys to play?
It's definitely an honor, you know. It's a very epic and very, you know, just a really big festival. Like, we don't have anything like this in the States, you know. The biggest fest we have are, like, you know, Warped Tour and Mayhem and Ozfest and stuff like that. So we don't really have, like, just one huge festival that everybody, like, kind of comes together for, you know. So, and, you know, Download's like a worldwide thing. Like, people know about it all over the world. So it's really cool to be able to come here and be a part of it.
Okay, so you've just done a third album, okay?
Yeah, it's called New Era of Corruption, and it was awesome. It was you know, I think it's the best material we've put out to date. It's heavy, it's brutal. I feel like it sounds a lot more natural, a lot more aggressive than our previous material. You know, it doesn't sound so cut and dry. It's not as edited and stuff. So you know, really happy with the way that it came out.
How's the reception been so far? Because obviously it came out last week.
Yeah.
So how have your reviews and stuff like that?
It's been good. It's been positive. The fans are definitely into it. It's you know, the city's definitely a step up from what we're used to writing anyways. I feel like we really, really, really matured ourselves and wrote, you know, a more, I guess you could say, catchier album, you know, a more memorable album. And you know, we've actually heard somebody say that this is going to be our best album. We won't be able to write anything better than this. You know, I mean, I guess it's kind of a compliment and a...
Is it like the Metallica Master of Puppets third album?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
the best one. That's what we've heard from one person. But I mean, you know, it's you know, we're very happy with it, and we're definitely thankful for the response we've gotten from it.
How were your label? Because you've gone from Candlelight to Metal Blade. So how's that been? The changeover with labels?
It's been great. You know, the first CD was put out through Siege of Amida / Candlelight, and the second CD, This Is Exile, and this CD are both, you know, put out through Metal Blade, and really happy. Metal Blade's an amazing label, and they really take care of us over there. We really feel like family, and, you know, we feel like they actually try to take care of us rather than just make a buck off of us.
Yeah, that's really good. My final question, because I can barely hear you over Cinderella in the background, is, have you got any guilty pleasures musically? Something that you kind of love and you don't want your bandmates to know about?
I personally like One Republic. It's definitely not very metal, but I don't know. It's like catchy pop from the U.S. I don't know. I like it a lot.
I guess, I mean, one that I'm not necessarily ashamed of, but I mean, it's actually not as bad as I thought it was, and I gave it a listen, and 303 is actually not bad. They consider it a joke, but I mean, it's a joke that's, they're humongous now, and like, it's honestly not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'm really not into that whole rapping thing, like the, not necessarily rap. I love hip-hop and rap and stuff, but I mean, like, usually stuff like that I feel like is fake. So I mean, but I gave it a listen and I was actually kind of impressed with it.
Jeez. And no discos. I can't see you throwing any shapes on the disco.
I can't get into that.
Okay, well, thank you ever so much for doing this interview today.
No
over
problem.
The screams of Cinderella, but yeah, cheers. Yeah. Thanks guys, cheers.